The lake in Lake Halley is narrow and shallow, but not without its excitement, especially when the ice freezes. Patty C. tells us the news from Lake Halley.
Our neighbors in the three houses directly across the lake from us have lived on Lake Halley longer than anyone. They have never driven on the frozen lake, a testament to their respect for the springs that feed Lake Halley and create thin spots even in the coldest winter. Neighbor Helen says that my husband and I live across the street. The lake is narrow enough for us to yell from her house to ours, like talking from one basketball hoop to the opposing teams. When the lake freezes, we are across the street. Helen has lived on Lake Halley for 71 of her 78 years. She still talks about when one of her new neighbors, Dave, moved in next door in 1967. That spring, the frozen lake melted along the shore, though there was substantial ice further out. He sat in his boat wearing a life preserver and ice fished in the open water. She says, "It was the funniest thing I have ever seen." Now Bruce and I are the newbies here. We watch the neighbors for cues, when to walk on the ice in December, when to stay off in March. When we see Dave's next-door neighbor, Larry, glide to the middle of the lake in his pack boots, measure the ice, and put in his fishing tip-ups, we know it's safe to stroll across the street and visit. In March, our insurance agent calls to see if he can park in our driveway for the annual ice fishing contest. When he arrives early on Saturday morning, Bruce warns him of the pockets of open water along the shore. This guy's livelihood is risk management. Who better to decide when not to walk on thin ice? Bruce stands at the window and watches. "He went in," Bruce shouts to me. "He's up to his waist." Before our agent pulls himself out of the lake, my phone rings. "Your friend fell in," Larry says. "No one should be out on the ice today." "Yep," I say, "we told him." When I witness newsworthy events out here on frozen Lake Halley, I call Larry or Dave, who can see exactly what I can, but from a slightly different angle. Otters playing in open water, an eagle lurking over an ice fisherman's abandoned hole. When one or the other answers the phone, I no longer feel compelled to say, "It's Patty from across the lake." I simply launch into, "Are you looking out your window? You should be." One time we watched a leather-clad dude pop wheelies on his motorbike up and down the perfectly smooth lake. Once I saw a guy wearing a bright red jacket pedal a black mountain bike in his knee-high rubber boots. I could only watch, dumbfounded, as he pulled a sled with a child lying face down. This was mid-December, and we'd recently had rain. I would not have set foot on the lake, much less ridden a bike, pulling a child on a sled. Should I call my neighbors or social services? I snapped as many photos as I could as these strangers glided across the ice. I couldn't see the kid's face, hood up, belly down on his round saucer sled and flying over a thin sheet of ice clearer than an ice cube, but he had to be grinning.
Patty C. is a writer in Lake Halley. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.